listener production.
Hello, I'm Adriana Jakimovic with your local briefing. Police are appealing for information about a crash in Badgingarra that's tragically claimed a man's life. It's understood his Toyota Land Cruiser left Watheroo Road and rolled several times just after 10 o'clock last night. If you can assist with the investigation, call Crime Stoppers. A 49 and 50-year-old man will appear before the magistrate over an alleged assault of a teenage boy. The 17-year-old is receiving treatment after the duo allegedly assaulted and detained him under the belief he damaged their property, but he did not, while the juvenile responsible for the damage has received a caution. A new trial will get underway off WA's coast to target illegal fishing. Two uncrewed vessels will patrol waters off Durian Bay and Two Rocks. The autonomous yacht-like craft will capture activity in real life on the water. The new school year has begun, but the same concerns we're short of teachers remain. The Education Minister has confirmed there's a teacher in front of every classroom this year, but the State School Teachers Union President Matt Jarman says they may not be properly qualified.
Well, there's a concern that we don't have the right teacher in front of every classroom. Having a teacher is not the same. Every classroom needs to have a fully qualified teacher, expert in this specialist subject area, and support around them.
Parts of the Wheatbelt, including 2J, are subject to a total fire ban today. You must not light a fire or carry out any activity that could start one. Head to the Department of Fire and Emergency Services website for a list of activities that can and cannot be carried out during a ban. The Shire of Westonia has secured funding for a nurse practitioner to continue visiting for the next 6 months. The WA Primary Health Alliance grant will allow a nurse to visit weekly through June, supporting the town's GP. In sport, the Perth Football Club will be in Northam this weekend running a free footy clinic. 60 players and staff will be at Henry Street Oval from 9 o'clock on Sunday morning. It's part of the club's push to foster a better relationship with the region.